God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help us. Let us take a moment to acknowledge our sins and turn with trust to God's mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Forgive me my sins and disobediences of today. Come, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far and nigh. To us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times did give the law, in cloud and majesty and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. Blessed be God for forgiving us and for bringing us back to his own heart each day that we fail. Lord, lay your healing hand upon me, for I have sinned. Happy the man who considers the poor and the weak. The Lord will save him in the day of evil, will guard him, give him life, make him happy in the land, and will not give him up to the will of his foes. The Lord will help him on his bed of pain. He will bring him back from sickness to health. As for me, I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My foes are speaking evil against me. How long before he dies and his name be forgotten? They come to visit me and speak empty words. Their hearts full of malice, they spread it abroad. My enemies whisper together against me. And this is Psalm 41, prayer of a sick person. They all weigh up the evil which is on me. Some deadly thing has fastened upon him. He will not rise again from where he lies. Thus even my friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has turned against me. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let me rise once more, and I will repay them. By this I shall know that you are my friend. If my foes do not shout in triumph over me, if you uphold me, I shall be unharmed and set in your presence forevermore. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from age to age. Amen, amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, lay your healing hand upon me, for I have sinned. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, who was crucified and died in misery for us, Grant us your forgiveness. Grant us your health of body and mind. Lift us up with optimism and grace. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord, lay your healing hand upon me, for I have sinned. The mighty Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Psalm 46, God, our refuge and strength. He shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew 1:30-23. God is for us a refuge and strength, a helper close at hand in time of distress. So we shall not fear, though the earth should rock, though the mountains fall into the depths of the sea, even though its waters rage and foam, even though the mountains be shaken by its waves. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. The waters of the river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within, it cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. Nations are in tumult, kingdoms are shaken. He lifts his voice, the earth shrinks away. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come consider the works of the Lord, the redoubtable deeds he has done on the earth. He puts an end to wars all over the earth. The bow he breaks, the spear he snaps. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Pray for the Father's mercy and his love. Help us to find refuge in you, even in times of pain or anxiety, and help us in this holy season to truly find a path of salvation. Save us from the raging devil around us, and help us grow in unity and peace. Hail Mary, help us grow in obedience. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The mighty Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, from God the Holy Spirit, help us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The mighty Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory to your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. Out of Egypt I have called my son. He will come to save his people. With confidence, let us call upon Christ, the shepherd and guardian of our souls. Lord, have mercy on us. Good shepherd of God's flock, gather into your church all. Lord Jesus, help the shepherds of your pilgrim people. Until you come again, may they zealously feed your flock. Choose from among us heralds of your word to proclaim your gospel to the ends of the earth. Take pity on all who struggle and fall along the way. May they find a friend to help them. Show your glory in heaven to those who listen to your voice on earth. I pray for all the intentions of Bill and of Henry and Michael, and for this Advent, for me to regain my sense of watchful prayer and excitement and waiting. So I'm so tired now, spiritually, not really physically. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Jesus, our Lord, save us from our sins. Come protect us from all dangers, and lead us to salvation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. This is another night where I think I forgot to read the readings. I am so silly sometimes. We're going to make that up now. And part of that's because my ribbon was in the wrong place and my mind was on autopilot. Let your compassion come upon me, Lord, your salvation true to your promise. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the future conversion of Egypt and Assyria is the caption the church has chosen. On that day, the Egyptians shall be like women, trembling with fear because the Lord of armies is shaking his fist at them. And the land of Judah shall be a terror to the Egyptians. Every time they remember Judah, they shall stand in dread because of the plan which the Lord of armies has in mind for them. On that day there shall be five cities in the land of Egypt, speaking the language of Canaan, and swearing by the Lord of armies. One shall be called City of the Sun. On that day there shall be an altar to the Lord in the land of Egypt, and a sacred pillar to the Lord near the boundary. It shall be a sign and a witness to the Lord of armies in the land of Egypt, when they cry out to the Lord against their oppressors, and he sends them a Savior to defend and deliver them. The Lord shall make himself known to Egypt, and the Egyptians shall know the Lord in that day. They shall offer sacrifices and oblations, and fulfill the vows they make to the Lord. Although the Lord shall smite Egypt severely, he shall heal them. They shall turn to the Lord, and he shall be won over, and heal them. On that day there shall be a highway from Egypt to Assyria. The Assyrians shall enter Egypt, and the Egyptians enter Assyria, and Egypt shall serve Assyria. On that day Israel shall be a third party with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the land, when the Lord of armies blesses it. Blessed be the people, Egypt, and the work of my hands, Assyria, and my inheritance, Israel. responsory prayer. On that day, the Egyptians will acknowledge the Lord with offerings and gifts. They will worship Him. They will come from east and west, from north and south, to be seated at the kingdom in the at the feast in the kingdom of God. With offerings and gifts, they will worship Him. From the Prologue on, by St. Anselm, Bishop. Desire for the vision of God is the caption. Insignificant man, escape from your everyday business for a short time. Hide for a moment from your restless thoughts. Break off from your cares and troubles and be less concerned about your tasks and labors. Make a little time for God and rest a while in Him. Enter into your mind's inner chamber. Shut out everything but God and whatever helps you to seek Him. And when you have shut the door, look for Him. Speak now to God and say with your whole heart, I seek your face, Lord, I desire. Lord, my God, teach my heart where and how to seek you, where and how to find you. Lord, if you are not here, where shall I look for you in your absence? If you are everywhere, yet you are everywhere, why do I not see you when you are present? But surely you dwell in light inaccessible. And where is light inaccessible? How shall I approach light inaccessible? Or who will lead me and bring me into it, so that I may see you there? And then by what signs and under what forms shall I seek you? I have never seen you, Lord my God. I do not know your face. Lord Most High, what shall this exile do, so far from you? What shall your servant do, tormented by love of you, and cast so far from your face? He yearns to see you, and your face is too far from him. He desires to approach you, and your dwelling is unapproachable. He longs to find you, and does not know your dwelling place. He strives to look for you, and does not know your face. Lord, you are my God, and you are my Lord, and I have never seen you. You have made me and remade me. And you have given me all the good things I possess, and still I do not know you. I was made in order to see you, and I have not yet done that for which I was made. Lord, how long will it be? How long, Lord, will you forget us? How long will you turn your face away from us? When will you look upon us and hear us? When will you enlighten our eyes and show us your face? When will you give yourself back to us? Look upon us, Lord. Hear us and enlighten us. Show us your very self. Restore yourself to us so that it may go well with those whose life is so evil without you. Take pity on our efforts and our striving toward you, for we have no strength apart from you. Teach me to seek you, and when I seek you, show yourself to me. For I cannot seek you unless you teach me, nor can I find you unless you show yourself to me. Let me seek you. In desiring you, and desire you, and seeking you. Find you in loving you, and love you in finding you. Responsory prayer. Never will we leave you, Lord. You will fill us with life, and we will call on your name. Show us your face, and we shall be saved. Remember us, Lord, because of the love you have for your people. Come and bring us your salvation. Show us your face, and we shall be saved. All right. Let's see if we've got anything. Let's pray for our Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, and for his monthly intentions for this beautiful month. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. My adorable Jesus, may our feet journey together. May our hands gather in unity. May our hearts beat in unison. May our ears listen to the silence together. May our glances profoundly penetrate each other. May our lips pray together to gain mercy from the Eternal Father. Deliver us from evil, Father. Amen. What another great day this was. It is another great day. May God bless us and I offer my plenary or partial indulgence, or indulgences for the soul in purgatory or souls, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.